Our scripture reading for today is taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, the second chapter, beginning with verse 9. As it is written, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit." These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. There are times when I'm sitting in Bethany's theater and the big, thick red curtain is pulled in front, and maybe it's right before a play begins and there's all this great anticipation of what's coming and waiting for that curtain to be pulled apart, and you can sense people moving and actors and so on moving behind that curtain, and you begin to speculate who's going to show up first and so on. Use that in your mind today as an image of how humanity looks for God. There is this veil or curtain that makes it impossible for us to see and to know God, and yet we can kind of sense that he's there. We can kind of sense his movements. We know that he exists. We just haven't had a chance yet to see him. And so man studies the curtain and gropes for trying to figure out exactly who this is moving behind there. And he wants to know. He watches intently with his eyes. He listens with his ears, seeing if he can pick up on anything. His mind, his heart tries to come up and fashion a concept of what he sees by all of the evidence that he gets from the movements and noises behind the curtain. And based upon their best, most educated guesses, this is what human beings have come up with. Who do you think he is? He's the sun. No. He's the moon. No, he's the water. Ridiculous. He's a mountain. How can you be so stupid? He's a turtle. No. He's a frog. No, he's in the cows. No. He's in this statue I made over here out of wood. No, that's ridiculous. He's in my statue, the one I made out of marble over here. No, he's in the clouds. No. That's ridiculous. He's in all of our subconscious. No, he's in my feelings. Well, what do you think he thinks of us, whoever he or she is? What do you think this God thinks of us? I don't know, but I know this, that as soon as that curtain gets pulled back, we're in trouble. It's going to be bad. Because I can just sense inside of me that something's wrong. Something's wrong between me and whoever this is. He's mad at us. We're all going to die. And he knows everything about us. We're going to have to face him. I know he's not very, very happy with us. I can just sense it in my conscience. And he's a God of judgment. He's a God of wrath. And he's just waiting to pounce on us. I'm absolutely terrified of him. Well, if that's the case, what are we going to do? What should we do to try to make him happy while he's moving around behind the curtain there? What can we do? We got to come up with a plan. We got to come up with something. I know. Let's take one of our best-looking girls and kill her. I know. Let's take the best food that we have and burn it. No. Let's burn ourselves. No, that's ridiculous. Let's just never kill cows. No. Let's build a big statue of him and pour milk all over it. No. Let's cut ourselves. Let's hurt our bodies. Let's do harm to ourselves and maybe he'll feel sorry for us. No. Let's try to be really, really, really good. No. Let's tell you what. Let's just let's just go live in a cave. Let's build a building way out in the woods where we can't be around any other people, and we'll just hide up there and live our whole life there, and we'll just try to never say anything or eat certain foods. We'll just kind of live alone. Maybe that will make him happy with us. The curtain that hides humanity from God, we sometimes blame God for it, but we're the ones that put it up. It's our sinfulness, it's our fallen condition that has erected this thick curtain. But suddenly in the middle of that curtain, a hand appears in the crease, and it begins to slowly draw back the curtain. And in that opening, a little bit of sight is able to give us some knowledge. And a voice says to us through that opening in the curtain, I'm going to tell you who I am. I am one true God, invisible. I've made all things. I'm three distinct persons, separate from each other, and yet one in essence, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is who I am. And by the way, not a single one of you can do anything to make me happy. Because of the sin and guilt in all of you, you have earned nothing but my wrath. But I'm here to tell you a different story. I'm here to tell you about the heart of God the Father. He loves all of you so much that he's chosen to have compassion on you and on your future. He's decided in mercy to send his only son into the world to become one of you, to live a perfect life in your place, and to die a sacrificial death for you. And I'm going to treat his life and sacrifice as if it came from you. And because of that, I'm going to declare every one of you absolutely forgiven. And I want you to know that there is nothing between me and you but peace, because of what my son has done. When the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, this voice tells us. He was born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the full rights, the adoption as sons. We have now been justified freely by his grace. The voice says to us, I am here to tell you that God just gives you heaven free. Did you hear me? He just gives you heaven free. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how bad you have lived your life. Because of Christ, it's just a present. Believe it. Trust in my son and take it. It's yours. And someday, those who hold on to him by faith, their very bodies, even though they get put in a grave someday, are going to rise and come back to life and get to come to heaven and live forever with me. This is what God has now revealed to us from behind the curtain, through his word, through the gospel. He says to us in his word, not a single one of you could have come up with this bizarre plan. Not a single one of you in your imagination, in your dreams, could ever have come up with this plan. Look at where all of man's ideas take us, in a completely different direction. It is an alien, bizarre, strange, and obscure teaching to the mind of humanity, the gospel. But could this originate anywhere else but in the heart of a merciful God? Listen to what Dr. Luther says about our text in front of us. Speaking of the gospel, this life or salvation belongs to the eternal order and is incomprehensible to human capacity. Unless the Spirit revealed them, no man's heart would know anything about the matter. I often wonder, were it not for the Holy Spirit, through God's word and sacraments, pulling back the curtain and letting me now have a glimpse of who God is and knowing him and so on, what weird altar would I be bowing down to? What strange, bizarre religious ritual might I be engaged in to try to find some God? But isn't it comforting to know that the activity in our hearts, that causes us to recognize our sin and guilt before God, that causes us to repent of that sin, and then clings to that wonderful forgiving grace of Christ that loves that and cherishes that, and because of that looks forward to going to heaven and now wants to listen to the Word of God. Isn't it amazing to think that that little activity that goes on inside of us is not from us, but it's actually from God who has revealed this to us? Right now, we get to see a little glimpse behind the curtain through God's Word and the work of the Holy Spirit. How exciting it's going to be someday to get on the other side of that curtain and to see God in all of His glory. Amen. Please rise. Today we have a prayer request. Our normal chapel organist, Judy Kresnicka, Professor Kresnicka, asks to inform you that this summer she has suffered a nervous breakdown and is continuing to suffer many difficulties because of this, physical and psychological and so on, and she asks for your prayers. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, at your gracious invitation, we come before your throne on behalf of your child, Judy. Give wisdom and ability to those in the medical professions that their talents and gifts may be utilized to benefit her, that she may again be returned to good health according to your gracious will. Above all, comfort her with your grace and through your word and sacrament, strengthen her through faith in your Son, in whose name we pray. Thank you.